We've got clouds, fog, our temperatures at 50 degrees. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05 as the Greenwich Board of Selectmen meeting today. Half hour from now at 8:21 is our monthly segment with Melanie Soper, Star Relief for Pets based in Stamford. WGCH, your center time, 7:51. Fourth Thursday of each month is State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well, and a very good morning to all your listeners.
All right. Before we get to your legislative update, I want to get your take, your side of the story, State Election Enforcement Commission investigation into alleged campaign misuse of funds by your campaign. Tell us what your side of the story is and also what the what you've heard from the investigation.
Tony, this is clearly a complaint which is politically motivated. You know, the SEC has not even asked us any questions yet, so I don't even know, you know, how much I'm allowed to disclose. But the basic point is that all of the expenses were legitimate expenses, and there are some additional disclosures which we are making and have made, already made. Which provide exact details of who was paid. For example, if Google was paid, we have provided all of those details. And that's about it. And we are going to provide any information which the SEC requires with regard to this complaint.
So you're saying they haven't contacted you as yet?
They have sent us a copy of the complaint about a few weeks ago. They haven't contacted us with any questions. You know, and as you may have heard, there is a series of such complaints being made by a certain party and a certain group against all Republican candidates, and it's just not me being singled out. And these are complaints based on one element or the other, which is, and we are absolutely upset about how this is being made a political tool to dissuade us from really working on very important issues which are facing the public versus responding to such frivolous complaints. And we are happy to provide any disclosures, any and all disclosures, receipts, details, as soon as the authority contacts us.
Okay, let's move now to the vaccine rollout in the town and in the state.
Yes, so the good news is that the number of vaccines have increased, allocated to the state have increased, and the age group for eligibility is now 45 plus, which is really a very broad aspect of our population. You know, there is a little bit of frustration that the appointments are not that easy to get. But I encourage everyone who is looking for it and who gets frustrated and calls me. To really go try both on the Vane site as well as the Greenwich Hospital and possibly the Stamford Hospital site. And most of everyone is able to get an appointment after a few tries. So the appointments are there. They go fast. You know, they are releasing 100,000 plus appointments every week. So if you try, you will get them. And if there is a lot of frustration, call me and I'll personally try to help as well.
All right. Tell us latest from the legislative standpoint that's happening in Hartford from committees you're working on and other things happening.
Yes. Yes. So this is the, as I would say, the high point of committee work. By the end of the month, the committee work is going to conclude, and then we'll get to all the legislation on the floor. As you may have heard, as many of your listeners might have heard, one of the most controversial discussions last week was on planning and zoning, where the state has put forth there is a bill in the state legislature for the state to impose a number of additional restrictions on local zoning. And that is not being met with. It is, number one, it is a state intervention in local autonomy. And while the stated purpose is to increase affordable housing, the things don't add up. So there is a lot of opposition to that. I personally received over 1,000 of our citizens who joined me in testimony to oppose that bill. So so that bill is something which has significant opposition from a community. There is also an added statewide property tax to the local property taxes. So the state would, in addition to the local property tax, impose another property tax. And that, again, has very significant opposition. And as I mentioned, nearly a thousand of our citizens joined me in opposing that bill, in testifying against the bill. In addition, there are many other bills which are coming up as well from the Labor Committee. Some of them are once again not very business friendly, but those are all in the process of work, and we will know more about them and talk more about them as they get through committees.
All right, we've got the American Rescue Plan, the stimulus package. What's the update on that? That's right.
That's the big thing in town right now. As you know, the federal government passed a plan for $1.9 trillion. One of the big elements was $1,400 stimulus checks or direct payments. I think many of our listeners would have started receiving those payments, and I'm hoping that in the next 2 weeks those will be delivered to pretty much everyone. In addition, there is a lot of funding, $350 billion to be precise, which is going to states, and Connecticut will get its fair share. And I think the discussions are going on right now in the legislature and with the governor as to how we are going to use that funding to make sure that any adverse impacts of COVID and those who are adversely impacted with COVID are helped out. There is money for restaurants. There is money for education. There is money for primary elementary schools. There is money for higher education. So also for restaurants and other small businesses. So I think there is a lot of funding which is coming this way. And please stay clued as well as I ask your listeners to really look out for our communication and give us a call if they need to understand more about many of these plans. And I'll be making all efforts to make sure that those who can advantage or take benefit from these plans are able to get the information they need.
All right, State Representative Harry Arora, fourth Thursday of each month. Representative, thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you, Tony. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
WGCH News Center time is 7:59.
Becoming mostly sunny and warm today with a high 70 to 75. Increased clouds tonight, rain.